Gemara teaches in Masechet Sanhedrin, two of the most outstanding Amorim said, Amar Ula, Lechein Amar Rabbah, Yefeh, V'lach Amineh. I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to see Mashiach. I'm not interested in seeing him. Everybody knows. I don't think the funerals are over. I was just listening. How much in the middle of the funerals? How could anybody say he doesn't want to see Mashiach? La, Rabbah, they don't want to see Mashiach. Because the pain of Mashiach, because the darkness before Mashiach, because the darkest part of the night is right before the light of morning, and it's so dark before the morning. Ula said, I want Mashiach to come. Rabbah said, I want Mashiach to come, but the pain will be too difficult for me to bear. La Hamineh, the strongest contractions, the birthing experience, right before the baby is born. Many places in our Masorah, Mashiach and Geulah compared to birth. So there are many contractions, but sometimes the strongest contraction before the baby's head crowns is the most painful of all. And today's contraction, today's pain, today's darkness is so painful for Yerushalayim. It's so painful for Eretz Yisrael, so painful for the whole Jewish world, it's painful for any sensitive human being on earth. When you know some of the families, some of the most prestigious families in the world, Rav Soloveitchik's family, anyone knows the Twersky family, I know some of the people who were hurt. One of them is fighting for his life. Son-in-law of one of the greatest Rebbetzins in Arnov, Rebbetzin Heller's son-in-law, Shem Shazan Rufu, son-in-law. Well, you know the people, you know the Torah, you know the Tefillah, you know the Shul. I've been in Rabbi Rubin's Shul many times. And you see the pictures, I don't know, you saw the pictures of the Talitos soaked with blood. There haven't been pictures like that, I think, since the Holocaust. Tefillin stains, blood stains on tefillin and talitot. Yitei v'loach minei. So the Lord says, it's too painful, I can't bear it. Let Mashiach come. In Kohelet it says, Eit livkot ve'eit l'schok, Eit sfot ve'eit rikot. There's a time to cry. There's a time to laugh. And if someone doesn't know when to cry and when to laugh, or someone always is laughing, or someone is always crying, so they don't understand what life's about. That parak starts off in Kohelet. L'kol zman ve'et l'chol chefetz tachat shamayim. There's a legitimate expression, there's a legitimate time. There's a certain time we're supposed to use every one of the emotions. So today is the day for Livkot, Eight Livkot, Eight Sfot, right now. Rav Meiselman had the Levaya Sanhedrin here. Rav Meiselman was one of the Masvidim of Tversky. Levaya was in Sanhedrin. connected to the yeshiva, Torat Moshe, if you know the yeshiva. The other three levayot are currently in front of the shul, in Har Nof. And they're involved in Eitz Tzfot. And we're involved in Eitz Tzfot. I think it's great. I think it's noble on the part of the great Rabbanim here that they understand. The Gros says, why does it say Eitz Tzfot? The others seem to have blamed. Eight la ledet, eight lamut, eight latat, eight lakar, eight laharog, lirpo. Why eight sfot? Why does it say eight lisfot? All the others till that point seemingly have a lamed. So the Gemara says that when you're involved in hespeh, mevatlim tolma Torah, you're supposed to stop learning. Otsatamet. Says the Gra, no lamed. Eight sfot without limud. Sometimes you have to stop the limud. You have to get involved in the sfot. As Rav Leibowitz said, I think one of the functions that we're supposed to be involved in today is feeling the tsar, is participating in the tsar. As it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umahu afatah kivyachol, of course. I'm only using borrowed language. It says this revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Moshe meets God in the third parak of Sefer Shemot. Belabat Eish mitoch hasaneh. It's some kind of thorn bush. The revelation was in some kind of thorn bush, some kind of snet. Mipnei ma nigla kadosh baruch hu mishamei marom v'yam edaber Moshe mitol chasenet. That's the most glorious place for the revelation of God to the number one prophet in world history. It's snet, the thorn bush. She calls man she Yisrael shriim b'tzav ki ilu tzara lefana. Because when the Jewish people are in a state of tzara, when the Jewish people are in a state of tzar, ki ilu tzara lefana, shenemar b'chol tzaratam lo tzar, so to speak, tzar shechina imo anochi b'tzara. It's our obligation to follow in the pathway the leaders of our nation. When Moshe learned this message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's leading Am Yisrael, and the people of Israel are involved in a battle, Vayikhu Evan, Vayikhu Evan, they took a stone, Vayasimu Tahtar Vayeshev Alehem. Moshe can't keep his hands up any longer. It's too difficult for him. So they take a stone. They take a rock. And Moshe sits down on the rock. So the Gemara asks, there's nothing more comfortable for Moshe to sit on than an Eved. There was no car and there was no keset. There was no cushion. There was no pillow. There was no blanket. Why is he sitting on an Evan? He ever sit on a stone? Imo anochi b'tzara. Even if I'm leading the community in tefillah, and Moshe's on the har, and he's not battling directly, I can't sit comfortably without Yisrael's inside. It can't just be another day. The whole nation is crying. It can't be another day. Yerushalayim is crying. Imo anochi b'tzara means many years ago there was a great rav. His name was Rav Hillel Lieberman. I don't know if anybody remembers the name or knows the name. And he was murdered near Shem, near Elon Moret. And I was at the Levaya. They said something about Rav Lieberman. Maybe it said about other people, but I never heard it about other people. They said that he was so sensitive that whenever a Jew was murdered, Bezrat Hashem, today was the last day of such a phenomenon. Never again will it happen. This is it. This is the end. This is the birth. This is the beginning of the Gula. This is the process. Rav Lieberman, they said, family members testified, he didn't want to sleep on a regular bed. He took his mattress. When any Jew was murdered, anywhere in Eretz Israel, he took his mattress and he put it on the floor. That's where he slept for the whole week of Shabbat. Because he said, I'm going to sleep in my comfortable bed and the family of these people. I heard on the radio just now, 26 orphans. 26 little children without fathers. Avito, man. So that we feel the tsar. How can we feel the tsar? Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara teaches, Masechet Tanit, Bizman Shi Yisrael Shriyim B'Tzar, the time that Am Yisrael is in Tzar, the time that Am Yisrael is in pain, Upei Reish Achad Mehem, God forbid, one person separates himself from the community and he feels it doesn't affect him. Thank God it's not his direct relative. It's his, not his direct community. It's not his direct Beit Knesset. It's not his direct Beit Midrash. It's not his Talit. It's not his Tefillin. It's not his Shacharit. It's not Yisrael Shrim Tzah Peresh Echad Mehem. Vayim Shnei Malei Asharet Shmelavim Lo Lada Umanichim Lo Yidehen Arosha. I don't want to translate the way they curse this person. Vomrim Ploni Zesha Peresh Ben HaTzibur Al Yireh Ben HaHamat Tzibur. Not a member of the congregation. You don't understand we're all in the same boat. You don't understand that there's no such thing as a hole under one of the seats. If the boat is sinking, we're all in the same boat. They didn't attack the people in Beit Knesset, B'nai Torah. It wasn't an attack against a targeted audience. It was attacked against all of us, against all of Am Yisrael. So Chazal teach, Yitza'er Adam et Atzmo im Hashechina. בזמן שהציבור שרואים את צהל יאמר אדם אלך לביתי, I'll just go about my ordinary days and activities, ואוכל, and I'll eat regularly, ואשתה, and I'll drink regularly, ושלום עלייך נפשי, and peace unto you my soul, everything's okay. That's not the attitude of our tradition. What we feel is a real need for ishtatfut, tzar tzibur. You know, the traditional tefillah, which is most connected to death, surely tragic death, surely murder, surely blood libel. It's a blood libel. I heard the radio, I heard the reaction of certain, I don't want to speak about politics, that's not my field. But they're lying. They lied about that excuse that happened yesterday. They said that we were responsible for a murder of a bus driver who committed suicide, and the whole world is speaking lies. Like a classical blood libel. And then justifying it. As they lied in history, so many of the anti-Semites, so many of the anti-Jewish people, that we use blood for baking matzot, that we need blood for the red wine on Pesach. And they justified murdering Jews. So I can't tell you how many voices there were already in the world saying, it's justified. Yesterday the Jews murdered this bus driver, so of course they're going to murder. It's all based on lie. They did it. objective autopsy. It's all sheker, it's all lies. So what are you supposed to do? Itkadal v'itkadash shmei Rabbam needs. Why is itkadal v'itkadash? The prayer of what does that have to do with death? There's no mention in the classical Kaddish. Surely not in the Ashkenazic communities. Maybe some of the Temanim, the Kaddish that we say at a Siyum, the Kaddish we say at a Levaya. But our Kaddish doesn't even mention death. What is it? Kadal v'it Kadash? Shmei Rabbah, may God's name, may God's great name be glorified, be sanctified. Because every time someone is killed, every time someone is murdered, it's the biggest Chilul Hashem in the world. It's the biggest desecration of God's name. You know how many people are wavering? I think. So how could this happen in the synagogue? How could this happen in the shul? How could it happen when people get up 6:30 in the morning to go to shacharit? How could it happen with people with talito and with people in tefillin? And how could it happen in Eretz Israel? And how could it happen to Yerushalayim? And how could it happen with people who moved to Eretz Israel? We pray that this should somehow be a sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because this is a chilul Hashem, and whatever way we can do it, I heard the great Rav say we have to strengthen ourselves. We'll listen to the horaot here of the great Rabbanim, itkadal v'itkadash. Because there are so many people who are avelim today. Rav Hirsch says that the word avel, mourner, is connected to the word aval. But no matter what explanation you give, aval, it still doesn't make any sense. Aval, 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 aval. Itkadal v'itkadash, Shmei Rabbah. We pray not just for the consolation of the families, of course, we pray for that. Not just for the solidification of those mishpachot, we torn apart. Of course, that's part of our tefillah. Not only for tchiyat ha-meitim, Bezrat Hashem is one of the most basic foundations of our faith. We believe in it. We believe in tchiyat ha-meitim, and it'll happen. Not only for the complete, immediate refuah of all the people who were hurt physically. They give numbers on the radio, those numbers are not accurate. Millions and millions of people were hurt. Everyone is hurt. Everyone sitting here is hurt. Everyone needs a refuah. Everybody's heart is broken over what happened. But we're praying also for Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Yitgadal v'yitgadash. That no one should dare to open their mouth and say, you see, here's a religious community, one of the most beautiful religious communities in the world. So we're praying for the Yitgadilti v'yitgadishti of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just hope that somehow we could experience the downfall of the enemies of Am Yisrael. The Baal HaTurim writes at the end of last week's parasha, the beginning of this week's parasha, the end of parashat Chayei Sarah ends with the words regarding Yishmael, Atenei Kol Ehav Nafal. Our parasha begins Ve'ele Toldot Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Based on the Midrash, he writes as follows. Nafal does not necessarily mean the way he interprets it. There are many ways of translating the word Nafal, but he understands Nafal as a downfall, like the English word fall may be connected to the word Nafal. Says the Baal HaTurim, we're speaking there about the downfall of Yishmael, the downfall of the children of Yishmael, followed by Ve'ele Toledot Yitzchak. Al Pnei Chol Echav Nafal V'samich Le Ve'ele Toledot Yitzchak. And these are the happenings, these are the generations, these are the events of Yitzchak. Lomar Kishi Yipol Yishmael V'harit HaYamin, when there'll be the Nafal, the great downfall. V'harit HaYamin means today. Kishipol Yishmael Baharit Hayamim Yitzmach Ben David. That will be the moment of the foundational blossoming of Mashiach. Yitzmach Ben David Shehu Mitoledot Yitzchak Al Pnei Chol Echav Nafal will lead to Ve'ele Toledot Yitzchak. Yirmiyahu speaks, Jeremiah 31, Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph speaks about the fact that they'll come to Eretz Yisrael crying. Bivchi yavo, the different kinds of crying. You know, bechi is the same gematria.